David Maxwell Livingstone was known to many as many things: husband, dad, granda, DL, David Senior, and affectionately amongst the toy trade as the one and only White Ranger. Born 28th of October 1939, the year the war started, some question if this was a coincidence. Eldest of four children, Jack, Terry, and sister Phyllis, who I would like to mention specifically at this point and thank both her and her husband Roy for all the practical support that they have shown, especially to my mum over my dad's recent illness. Throughout his life, Dad's faith was always important to him. At age 17, he trusted God and became a long-standing member of Great Victoria Street Church in 1970. He was heavily involved in youth work, business community lunches, leadership, and served as church secretary for many years. He was a great visitor to those who couldn't make it out to church, but also this provided him with an ample opportunity to hold court and have captive audience. In doing so, he gave much encouragement to many and brightened up many greyer days. Mum and Dad were married for almost 57 years, tying the knot on the 21st of July 1962. David and Mary worked and played together all their years. Where one was, the other followed. This was perfectly exhibited when my mum and Kath were discussing the photo to use for the order of service, and they struggled to find a photo of Dad on his own. They were always together, and in the unlikely event that David Senior, not being joined at the hip to his better half, she would be beckoned and come running to the dulcet tones, shouting, "Mary!" But their marriage wasn't all a bed of roses. As many of you know, Dad was at times not the easiest to live with, and with many in our family now often laugh when Mum had just about enough and took her dart-throwing skills into good practice by firing a knitting needle at him in the midst of him winding her up, just missing his head and landing perfectly on the headboard. Almost a perfect 180 for St. Mary. Dad loved his family dearly. Firstly, his three children, Janet, Joanne, and Dave, followed soon by his grandchildren, Chris, Jamie, and Sophie. Janet always has felt supported in anything she did. It did not matter where she lived in the world. She always felt encouraged, and he encouraged her to take the challenge and give her all the support she needed. She really appreciates the selfless love shown. She also remembers, in spite of her protesting to his listening of country music when she was young, that eventually won out, as she is now a solid country and music fan to this day. It used to make him smile at the irony of that one. So Joanne was accepted into the family business and worked alongside Mum and Dad, and then was cared for so lovingly when she became ill. We as a family had many fun camping trips with our trailer tent alongside several other families when I was young, and later we were lucky enough to travel to many different parts of the world, often visiting family in Canada, and Dad broadened our horizons and loved a good holiday. As for his school career, school wasn't a favourite by no means, so much so that during the 11 plus he was told by his teacher to go outside and play in the schoolyard whilst the other children took the exam. His brother Jack completed most of his homeworks, and with regards to attendance, well, he was more likely to be found in the Curzon cinema than behind a desk. In spite of his brief encounter with education, Dad didn't do too badly for himself and graduated from the School of Life. His tenacity, vibrant personality, gift of the gab and conscientiousness and grafting found him soon climbing the ladder towards owning his own business. He started as a milkman, then became a van driver. Wasn't long before he was offered an interview with Airfix. During the interview, he was asked what he thought of Ian Paisley. It was so typical of Dad to come back quick with the response, "Why, is he in for the job too?" As a result of the interview, one thing led to another, and the opportunity became to represent Louis Marks as a toy sales rep in 1973. He also served as a part-time police reservist for 9 years in the RUC. At age 37, he instigated his colourful career as toy sales agent, which lasted 25 years. It was a business which he established himself, and with the support of all the members of our family, in one way or another, he nurtured a successful business, and then he passed it on to me. A business which now my own family and I experience the benefits of his labour. As a good friend and faithful customer to both myself and Dad, Ken Black often reminds me that I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Dad prepared the business path before me, and I'm so grateful for that spoon. Dad and Mum both retired, then planned to look after my sister. Dad and Mum took early retirement and planned and looked after my sister, who experienced ill health at young age. Faithfully alongside Mum, he cared for Joanne for so many years. And when so sadly passed away in 2010, he sought to continue to care for others by helping with the Belfast Trust, acting as an advisor on the board, providing a unique insight as a home carer. He fought for the rights of carers and loved ones and helped secure funding and changing the way carers and families were supported, respected and valued. His legacy still has an impact today. Dad was gregarious, a joker, a relentless mimic, so he loved to impersonate people. Trust me, no one was safe. He loved a laugh, was kind, generous, and full of life, supported a huge toothy smile, a characteristic which I'm told as I get older I'm clearly developing. To quote the words of a close friend who visited Dad just shortly before he died, she loved him dearly but could throttle him all at the same time. We feel this probably a universal assessment of his character. He also had a language all of his own. Upon going to bed each evening, he would often say, "Gunakasa me." I still have no clue what that meant, but assuming it was simply translated, "good night." Nothing was ever straightforward. We would often be chilling as a family peacefully watching TV, and he would let out a huge yell or cough to make us all jump. You would always be aware that Senior was in the room, either by his mischievous snigger, flamboyant dress sense, usually sporting one of his many hundred matching ties, hankies, socks, tied in beautifully by his personalised suits with his name hand embroidered inside, just in case anyone forgot who he was, as if anyone was ever in any doubt. Just last week, my wife was chatting to Dad when a nurse came to visit and was asked what he had done for a living. He replied that he had been a toy agent in Ireland for 25 years. She pleasantly replied, "Oh, very good," to which quickly responded, "Most humbly, no, the best." Humility was never one of Dad's strongest attributes. In the early days of his career in the Northern toy agents were based in the same building on the Dublin Road in Belfast, each agent shopping only in John McBride's, vying competitively for the best look and the smartest of suits. I always remember John McBride saying himself regularly that if you needed to ask the price, you couldn't afford it. So suit after suit, tie after tie, hanky after hanky was purchased, and soon a huge collection was created. Drawers of ties, handkerchiefs exist even now, each tie still in its original plastic sleeve, alongside cufflinks, Barker shoes. It was only the best for the White Ranger. When eating, Dad was always extravagantly flipped back his tie in order not to feed the tie. But unfortunately, this would only accentuate and nurture his ever-protruding belly. We still have a photo of Dad with my wife on our sofa when she was expecting her first child, and we still laugh that they were the same size. Dad was fiercely proud of the Livingstone name, and yes, it was always spelt with an E. He also certainly didn't shorten names, and he always had to be addressed as David, and hated Davy or Dave. In his eyes, I was David. Kath was Catherine. Chris was always Christopher. Jamie could never be Jay, and Sophie was absolutely never Soph. This was simply criminal. Everyone received their full title. The world is definitely a much quieter place with the passing of Dad, but it is almost also much less colourful, and definitely nowhere near as much fun. He will be dearly missed, and we will take comfort in the fact he is always where he wanted to be.